I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
This was Dave's Christmas present.
Jaren Hall takes the snap, takes a knee, and the Cougars win it! The Cougars win it! And here come the fans!
Well, Greg's a little excited, too. I know it's only September, Dave, but you're good. You're good for Christmas. I don't even have to buy you a birthday present in November. I'm off the hook.
Nope.
He got his wish. BYU ended a 12-year drought and a 9-game losing streak this weekend to the University of Utah.
This is not hyperbole, Debbie.
Do tell.
I've carried a lot of burdens in my life, but this one, this was the worst. I just couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle it any longer. It came to an end. My life, it's perfect now.
Touchdown, Gunnar Romney!
Thank you, BYU. Thank you for finally ripping that Band-Aid off that had been old and moldy and gross. Finally.
Why is this such a big deal to you?
Debbie, there is not a game in America that I care more about than the BYU-Utah football game. I love all games. I love sports. This one is the only one that truly matters in my life.
So BYU and Utah have met more than 100 times total.
Yes.
In their history.
Yes.
On the gridiron.
This goes back to Brigham Young Academy.
Yeah. The gridiron is a term I like to use a lot when discussing football with my best friend in the newsroom.
First of all, you're supposed to say it like this. The gridiron.
Both have 9-game winning streaks against each other. That's interesting to note because I had no idea BYU ever won a game against the University of Utah.
It feels that way.
All I was aware of is that there's been a 12-year drought. And you're a huge BYU fan. So honestly, why is this such a huge deal?
Okay, first of all, if you go more than a decade and you play a team just about every single year and you haven't beaten them in a decade, like 2000 to 2010 just happened and not once did we beat BYU or Utah in football. Mm. So the last time we won, I was at the game. 2009, I was working for KSL when this happened.
Throwing it over the middle, it's caught! Andrew Dort! Touchdown, BYU!
BYU wins in overtime. It was a spectacular game, so exciting. But then the worst thing happened to the rivalry. It came just moments later in the post-game press conference. Then BYU quarterback Max Hall said this about their rival, okay. Utah.
I don't like Utah. In fact, I hate them. Ooh. I hate everything about them. I hate their program. I hate their fans. I hate everything. So it felt really good to send those guys home.
Oh, I remember when this happened, when he said that. At first, I kind of laughed, and then I started to realize, this just took the rivalry and ratcheted it up another 50 notches.
I'd forgotten he said that. Let me listen to that again.
Don't play it again.
I don't like Utah. In fact, I hate them. I hate everything about them. I hate their program. I hate their fans. I hate everything. So it felt really good to send those guys home.
So I caught about 5 minutes of the game. Sorry.
Wow.
I caught about 5 minutes. Of course, you know I'm an ASU fan because that's my alma mater.
Hey, we play them this week.
I'm excited for that game. I'm looking to buy tickets. Do you know someone? You got a guy?
No, it's sold out. I don't know. Maybe there's a ticket out there.
I want to say this. In the 5 minutes I watched, I think University of Utah scored a touchdown. I was shocked that BYU won, but I was also happy that BYU won. And I know you're surprised to hear me say that. Because in general, I'm not a University of Utah football fan, nor a BYU fan. Yeah. But I started to feel really badly that BYU could not seem to pull off a win against the University of Utah. And it adds a lot of excitement to this rivalry for next year. But also, so I took to Facebook yesterday and I asked my friends on Facebook, I said, what kind of put the University or the BYU, you know, on top of their game? And a lot of people were weighing in. They just were the better team. They showed up on Saturday night. They felt like the BYU was much more motivated than the University of Utah. So look, we all know you spent years, you know, covering sports, Dave. It's no secret. What was it about the game from your vantage point that finally allowed BYU to pull off this really big win?
I think they were just the better team. That seems, I wish it was more than that. I wish it was they dug deep and they felt it in their soul and they came. I just think BYU is the better team.
In general. You think that this is going to carry on throughout the season.
Yeah, I think BYU is very, very good. I think they have an excellent coaching staff. I think they have talent. Were they more motivated? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Utah and BYU, you don't need to really get up for this game, the rivalry game, everyone is excited about it. So I think that kind of equals out. And I think largely the best team wins. Now, over the last decade, BYU has lost several times in heartbreaking fashion. I mean, last play of the game type losses. Mm. So it's not like the University of Utah has just dominated BYU nonstop and just blows them off the field. No, they are very competitive, and that game generally is very competitive, and it usually comes down to the last plays of the game. It's just that BYU finally got over the hump. Now, the thing I love about that game is also what I hate about that game, is because BYU-Utah is the rivalry in this state. It's the greatest rivalry of any sport on any team. It's better than any Jazz rivalry. It's better than any other Real Salt Lake rivalry. It is the premier rivalry. But it turned toxic. And rivalries sometimes dip their toe into toxicity. But this is really the 2009 game after Max Hall came out and he said, I hate Utah and I hate everything about them. I hate who they are as people. He was brutal. It really ratcheted things up. And all of a sudden, it wasn't a friendly rivalry. It wasn't something we could have fun with. It turned mean. And that was very sad for me because I always loved to be able to go back and forth. Well, it started to become personal. And Max Hall ended up apologizing for this. But it still didn't change the fact that this is what he said. And this is what, in my opinion, was the point that turned the rivalry from fun to toxic.
Straight ahead, Dave, I want to talk about that. Our rivalry is good in general. You know, when we get together with friends and family, our rivalry is good. Or do they kind of ruin the moment? But I also want to ask our listeners this question. And I'm going to go off the gridiron myself and throw this question out. 801-575-TALK. Do you agree with Dave? Do you think that BYU is the better team this year over the University of Utah? 801-575-TALK. Here's your rare chance to weigh in on a sports story here on the Dave and Dujanovic Show. Taking your live phone call straight ahead.
Dave and Dujanovic.
You know, look, I'm no football expert, Dave, but the score, the final was 17-26. Utes were a touchdown and a half out from beating BYU. Wow, BYU Cougars broke a losing streak against the University of Utah this weekend. That's what we're talking about. And Dave said to me something a few minutes ago, and I wondered if our listeners felt the same way. Is BYU just the better team this year? 801-575-TALK.
One of the things, I think they are. And whenever you win, it's easy to say that. Like, oh, I guess the better team won. But BYU, for a long time, for the better part of a decade, has not been as good as the University of Utah. The University of Utah has had a sustained excellence for more than a decade. And it's hard as a BYU fan to see your rival genuinely be better than you year in and year out. So when BYU is better, I don't think it's wrong to do a little dance to be excited for my team.
Success stinks when it's the other guy. The other guy who's successful. Let's get to the phone lines. 801-575-TALK. Here's your rare chance, Spencer, to weigh in on a sports story on the David Dujanovic Show. Of course, Alex and Scott will cover this heavily tonight on KSL's Unrivaled right here on KSL News Radio. But we wondered what your take is. Spencer from Draper, what you thought? Think about this win.
So, I mean, this is coming from somebody that doesn't really watch sports all that much. And, you know, I saw the game, and I actually felt really good about how the win went. I do agree that, like, BYU definitely did show their stuff, and it showed that, yeah, they were able to dominate. However, I mean, what you guys shared earlier on the air about Max Hall with his comments and how he has apologized for that, this toxicity in living in Utah all my life about the rivalry, it has kind of gone sour. And a friend of mine actually shared on social media a picture of some of the students. They were having fun and putting up posters and stuff. And one said that Ted Bundy went to the University of Utah. And I feel like that's just very poor sportsmanship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, take the win and, like, be happy with that. I feel like either team, whoever won, we should just respect the other players of the other team and say, you know, it was a good game and we had fun with it, and not make calls like that towards the other teams. It's very disturbing to see that, and I don't want us to get to the point to where we're even more divided on even more subjects in Utah. But it was a great game. I feel like Utah definitely showed their stuff, same with BYU, and look forward to seeing what they do in the future.
Yeah, I think it was two very good teams. Thank you so much for the call. And Debbie, you said something which I probably inherently believe. You say it stinks when your rival's doing well. But Kalani Sitake, the head coach for BYU, said something before the game that I just loved. Now, Kalani is kind of unique because he played for BYU. And then he started his coaching career, and he was the defensive coordinator at the University of Utah. So now he's the head coach at BYU. He has strong ties on both sides with BYU and Utah. But he said this, was asked, you know, how do you feel about Utah outside of the rivalry game? And he said, I like Utah. I like the University of Utah. He said, wishing bad things on good people is not good for the soul. And that comes from the head coach of BYU. He cheers for the University of Utah when they're not playing BYU. And I thought, that right there, that is how you look at a rivalry. You don't need to cheer for them when they're going against your team, but there's nothing wrong with, you know, wanting the best for the rivalry. Listen, it does everyone good if BYU's awesome and Utah's awesome.
Rivalries are good, I think, in general when you're with friends and family, as long as you can keep it clean.
Yes.
When you start going down the road of, oh, the serial killer went to this school. No, that's just taking it way too far. I think rivalries can be healthy and actually fun. How often do they go south, though? And we really are in an environment right now where everything's kind of touchy, no matter what you say. You know, I didn't know if I could walk into the barbecue on Saturday night and say, I don't really care who wins this game.
Not the time or place, Deb. Take your potato salad elsewhere.
I'm a sun devil. I'll be out back. So, you know, rivalries can be touchy, but it can be also fun, though. Do you like them?
I love rivalries. They're my favorite games. I don't care if it's Army-Navy. I don't care if it's BYU-Utah. Lakers-Celtics. I just love rivalries in general. Because I think it does this. it allows us to disagree. It allows us to be passionate. But at the end of the day, we can still be friends. Because, again, after all is said and done, it's sports. Like, it's not that big of a deal. And I think if we can learn to celebrate rivalries and do it in an appropriate way, I think that can translate to other parts of our life. I think right now one of the great problems we have in the country is we see anyone that disagrees with us as an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can look at them as a rival, I think that's the difference. You can be like, oh, we're competing against each other. Let's see who wins. That's what a rival is. An enemy is someone that you're seeking to destroy. And that is a bad way to go.
John from Bluffdale, let's get some phone calls in here before we say goodbye for the day and turn the time over to Maria Chaleos for all the day's news. John?
Yes. Saturday night, BYU was the better of the two, but it's kind of too early to tell. Let's see them get six or seven games under their belt. But let me say this. I take my hat off to Kalani Sitake.
Nice.
He has nothing but praise for his opponents. The prior BYU coaches should have done that, and they never did. But I take my hat off to Kalani Sitake.
Well, thank you for the phone call, John. And, yeah, we've seen that. Urban Meyer, who now is the head coach for the Jacksonville Jaguars, had 2 years, just 2 years, at the University of Utah, and he dove in hard mm-hmm. on the rivalry. In fact, so far that he stopped saying BYU's name, and he started referring to them as the team down south. And that added a layer. At first, I thought it was fun, but there's people that have carried that to this day. You can see how a tradition will start, and now people won't say BYU. They'll just say the team down south, TDS.
As we promised, more coverage on this and hot takes tonight on KSL's Unrivaled right here on KSL News Radio with Scott Mitchell and Alex Curie. I've got a lot of more phone calls to get to. Sorry, we're going to have to get to you tomorrow on another topic because we're out of here. Maria Chaleos up next with all the day's news. Of course, we've got Inside Sources at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Then Jeff Kaplan takes over at 3.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.